Wish Me Luck, written by Margaret Dickinson, read by Anne Dover. Chapter 1. April 1941. Fleur Bosley stepped down from the train, hitching her kit bag onto her back. The platform was in darkness, the blackout complete. She moved forward carefully. It was like stepping into the unknown. Behind her, someone else jumped down from the train and cannoned into her, knocking her forward onto her knees. She let out a cry, startled rather than injured. At once, a man's voice came out of the darkness. "Oh, I'm sorry, miss, I didn't see you." His hands were reaching out, feeling for her to help her up, but she pushed him away. "I'm all right," she said, feeling foolish. A thin beam of torchlight shone in her face. She blinked and put up her hand to shield her eyes. "Do you have to do that?" she asked testily. But the only answer coming out of the darkness was a low chuckle. "I just wanted to see if whoever I knocked over was worth picking up." A young man's voice, deep with a jovial, teasing note in it. "Well, you needn't bother trying to pick me up." She emphasised the words, making sure he knew she understood his double meaning. His only answer was to laugh out loud. "Oh, come on. The least I can do is buy you a nice cuppa. Let's see if there's a cafe or a canteen open somewhere nearby." "Shouldn't think so at this time of night," she said, slightly mollified by his offer as she bent to feel around for her kit bag. Fleur hadn't had anything to eat or drink since midday and her throat was parched. Travelling from the south of the country had taken all day. There'd been delays all along the line because of air raid warnings, and now she was stranded in Nottingham, with no promise of further transport for the last leg of her journey. Fleur was hungry, thirsty, and cross. "Here, let me." The man shone his torch and picked up her bag, then ran the beam of light up and down her. "Snap?" "What?" "You're a waff." He turned the light on himself, and she saw he was wearing RAF uniform. "Come on. You can't refuse a cup of tea with me now, can you?" In the darkness, she smiled. "Oh, go on then." Minutes later, as she was sitting at a table whilst he went to the counter to fetch two teas, she was able to study him. Tall, with fair curly hair, bright, mischievous blue eyes, a firm, square jaw, and the cheekiest grin she'd ever seen. As he came back, set the tea on the table, and sat down opposite her, she knew that he, in turn, was appraising her. She took off her cap and laid it on the chair beside her. Shaking out her soft brown curls, she returned his gaze steadily with a saucy sparkle in her dark brown eyes. "Will I do, then?" He took in her smooth skin, her small, neat nose and perfectly shaped mouth that was delicately enhanced with just a touch of pale pink lipstick. "Oh, you'll do very well, miss. It's usually little grey-haired old ladies I knock over, not pretty young ones. My look must be changing." He held out his hand across the table. "Robert Rodwell, at your service. But my friends call me Robbie." She was about to answer tartly, "How do you do, Mr. Rodwell?" But something in his open face made her put her hand into his warm grasp and say instead, "Fleur Bosley. Pleased to meet you, Robbie." As they drank their tea, he asked, "So, where are you heading?"
"Here in Nottingham."
"No, South Monkford. It's a small town not far from Newark." Robbie nodded. "Yes, I know it." A slight frown line deepened between his eyebrows.
"I think we used to live there years ago. But my mother never talks about it much, and we came to live in the city when I was little. But I seem to think my father, he died before I was born, ran a tailor's shop there."